Last week, the Canadian government released its 2013 budget. Conservative government representatives have said that this budget is about remaking the Canadian labor force and that currently training in Canada is not sufficiently aligned to the skills employers need or to available jobs. I'm now joined in the studio by Jim Clark, professor and chair of psychology here at the University of Winnipeg. Welcome, Jim. One comment that I read from the government was that there are too many students getting BAs, and I think the profession they said was not enough welders being trained in Canada. Do you think that there are too many students currently enrolled in liberal arts programs?
Part of the problem is you get lots of mixed messages from people. So just a year ago, I think they were predicting that the large number of the jobs that were going to be created would require a university education. And then here we are a year later, and all of a sudden they're worried there's going to be too many with university degrees. Sometimes I think it's also hard to tell whether or not it's because of a political agenda rather than actual needs that are out there. So I'm sure that the current government is very business friendly, and would like to ensure that labor was available and perhaps at a cheap cost, which would suggest maybe having more people or, as they're doing, bringing in people from out of the country on grounds that there's not enough people in Canada willing to take the job. And other people might argue, well, perhaps if they paid more money, there would be more people willing to do that kind of a job and so on. Every year I do a talk for students who are graduating about thinking of applying to graduate school, and I start out by having them think about the relationship between their career at university and, say, subsequent work. And so I show them a slide of a list of the kinds of competencies businesses are interested in. And it's things like critical thinking skills, communication skills, quantitative skills, and the like. And these are the kinds of skills that you develop at university. So I think if you think of the kind of employees that businesses would seem to want to have, that is probably a pretty good fit between a liberal arts education and those particular businesses. I don't think it's all that hard to pick up particular skills, word processing or Excel or whatever it might be, and so I doubt those need to be taught in post-secondary education. But the other thing, I guess, for me is that people have multiple roles in their lives. So they're going to be parents, they're going to be citizens, and you probably need more than somebody who has specific competencies like welding, let's say, to fulfill those roles well. And I think, again, that understanding people, say psychology, understanding society, sociology, understanding historical events or national, international kinds of events help to make people better parents, better citizens, and the like. So for me, I'm very committed to the idea of the liberal arts education being useful both in business but outside as well.
Well, I think you raised an interesting point about how the type of language we're hearing from the government is very targeted towards specific needs of businesses right now, where that, you may have a particular program that does meet needs that exist in today's labor market, but our labor market is very dynamic and can be changing. Do you see, with the students that you work with, the challenges that they're dealing with in trying to get an education, take courses that they enjoy, but also trying to plan their educational but also their job future?
I think the students I probably get to see best are the honor students, because it's a little bit more intimate interactions with those students. But we have large numbers of students who are doing psychology out of interest and the like. And I don't know that we have as good an idea as we should have what happens to those students after they graduate. Certainly the surveys the university itself participates in suggest that graduates are quite satisfied with the quality of the education that they received. I think there's little doubt that people are wrestling with what the future is going to hold. So Again, to come back to the welding example, I mean, what sorts of jobs are going to be taken over by robots in the future, so that you don't need people engaging in so many, or at least so many people engaging in those kinds of activities in the future. There's a bit of a migration of jobs now back from the Asia and other parts of the world where labor is cheap, and part of it is due to robotics and the fact that then the cost of employees is a minor factor in the system. So I just, the future is always very difficult to predict. I'm not sure whether it's more difficult now than it was, say, when I graduated. And it's sort of a hard thing, I guess, to quantify, but I'm sure there's a lot of uncertainty in students, and I think there's probably a lot more concern about what they're going to do after they graduate and finding a job. And I'm not so sure that's a misfit between the post-secondary education universities in particular and the market, as opposed to real economic difficulties that have been perpetrated on everybody pretty much around the world, because of failures of the financial system and other sorts of groups. And I guess my concern is that the government is worsening, exacerbating the situation, because they're cutting back, but those are the kinds of jobs perhaps that many university students would go into if they didn't cut back. So can become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't fund things that require university students, and hence the university education becomes less relevant to getting a job and so on. So it's complicated.
That's interesting to have a budget that they say is all about jobs, but at the same time you have a federal civil service that has been cut back considerably.
Exactly. Probably advertisers have fared well, judging from all the times I see the action plan on TV and so on. But a lot of cutbacks in other areas. You get conservative groups like think tanks in today's paper. They were focusing on the fact that the budget still increased by 0.9%, but the population has grown as well. And so on a per capita basis, that's probably a real decrease, especially given inflation and the like. So, but they have an agenda. They want to cut back government, which cuts back on jobs, which cuts back on consumers, which then exacerbates and worsens the state of the economy, I think.
I wanted to talk as well about the University of Winnipeg, which has historically had the reputation of being a very strong liberal arts university. But I guess from what I've seen, that it seems that the university is developing more what you call applied or professional programs, especially some graduate programs. Has this expansion into other fields affected the university's ability to provide liberal arts education?
I think it does. I think they make an argument, or they would argue probably, that they're attracting more students, they're bringing in more funding and so on with these programs. But I suspect that they don't actually, aren't commensurate with the increases in the cost. Pointed out at a recent meeting, over 50% of the students enrolled at the university are in the Faculty of Arts, but only about 44% of the budget allocated to the deans actually goes to the Faculty of Arts. Now, I realize that, say, science maybe has more expenses that need to be covered and so on, but surely those shouldn't be at the cost of funding of the Faculty of Arts, and art students should be getting their fair share. And I'm not sure that it's certain that allocations are completely fair to the different faculties. Certainly we've seen our marker demonstrator budgets cut. We've seen a huge growth in the size of our classes. And so now we have second, third year classes that have 100 students in them, whereas that would only occur, a few years ago in introductory classes and so on. So I think it's partly the applied programs. I think it's, for me, I'm a little perhaps different from some of my other colleagues in the arts. I think it's also U of W being seen as a social service agency rather than an educational institution, and that's so some of those favored sorts of programs that aren't necessarily applied but targeted to particular interest groups and so on are also having an impact on the core programming of the university.
So would that be non-academic type activities?
Non-academic, let's say building this field house, which its primary purpose is for community, young people to come in and play soccer or whatever the sport might be. And it's not that I disagree with that as a desirable goal. I'm just not sure that it's the role of the University of Winnipeg, to be subsidizing that. Or, again, programs operating in the North End, which they can see as positive from a societal point of view. But if those students end up not taking core courses and having their own specialized sorts of programs, then I think it does dilute the capacity of the institution.
It's interesting because I'm neither a student or faculty here, but as someone who's a community member who's aware of what's happening at the university, a lot of what I see about it is the announcement. It's about not the academics, but about the community impact. And I think that's a really interesting thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. I've been speaking with Jim Clark. He's the professor and chair of psychology at the University of Winnipeg, and you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.